Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Port of Holyhead is due to partially reopen on January 16th after Storm Dara caused serious infrastructural damage to two of the berths there. The Welsh port has been unable to handle marine traffic since December 7th, causing significant disruption to hauliers, business owners and ferry passengers during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. Members of the Irish Road Haulage Association are now looking for compensation for the high costs they've accumulated from the disruption. Ger Hyland is the group's president. He joins me on the line now. Good morning, Ger.
Good morning.
What's the reaction to the news that at least partial reopening will happen in Holyhead on January 16th?
It's very welcome news for our industry, for all businesses throughout Ireland and for the wider public.
And what,
as 98% of our goods are all transported by road, so we're an island nation. The goods have to be got off of this island and got onto this island. Holyhead is the shortest sea route between Ireland and the UK, so it's a vital piece of infrastructure.
And what do you understand this partial reopening to mean? How much relief will it provide?
It will provide enough capacity, we feel, within 2 weeks after reopening to facilitate with the other ports all the imports and exports from this country going through the UK.
All right. And the reopening of the second berth, do you have any idea of what the time frame is on that?
We have no idea of a timeline on that.
Okay.
But what we would say is that hopefully in the new year, both the Irish government and the Welsh government will sit down and maybe look at building an extra berth, that if this ever happens again, that we have a fallback position.
And do you think the Irish government should be taking an interest or devising plans to either take part ownership in Holyhead or financing some of that infrastructure, seeing as it didn't seem, at least from the outside looking in, to be high on the priority list of the British government over the last while?
Well, as we are an island off Europe, depending on imports and exports, I do feel, yes, that it's something that the Irish government should be looking at with the Welsh government.
And your members sorry to interrupt you there, Ger, but your members then have been looking for compensation in order to make up for some of the losses that have been incurred over the last while. Last Sunday on the This Week programme, Junior Minister of the Department of Transport, James Lawless, was being asked questions on this by Karen Creed. Let's just take a listen to that.
January is traditionally a quiet time in shipping anyway.
I mean, there's 1,200 lorries and trailers making the crossing every day to Holyhead, so there may be disputes over just that message, really, because hauliers will say that it will continue to be busy. And they say that you are obviously meeting with them, you have heard their concerns, but they say they want €60 million a month if this issue is not resolved soon. Now, would you consider this to be an appropriate amount?
No.
Ger, what's your response to that?
Well, look, we will be meeting with Minister Lawless hopefully early in next week. We have our figures and our facts ready to go to him. That 60 million figure that is out there is, I suppose, if this had to stay going, the cost of extra ferries, the cost of extra mileage, the cost of all of this was going to be mounting. So we have figures to go to Minister Lawless with. They're not 60 million, but they're not far off.
Okay, so and you're not put out at all by that hard no in response to Karen Creed's question there?
Well, I'm not put out. I won't say I'm not put out. We had maybe a small bit disappointed by it. But look, we have to go into negotiation with government as to what compensation is going to look like for our members.
Okay.
The multinationals in this country and the farming community in this country have been well supported in times of crisis by the government, we would expect the same for our sector.
Okay, Ger Hyland of the Irish Road Haulage Association, president of that, thanks for joining us. Now, coming up next, tackling the January mess, decluttering coach Susie Kell will have advice on the household jobs you've been putting off. Back in a minute.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.